The federal government has approved a partial reversal of its earlier decision to completely abolish or reduce regulatory duties on about 285 imported products in the next fiscal year, partially rolling back a move that had placed a dozen industries at a disadvantage. Previously, the government had planned to abolish or substantially reduce regulatory duties on approximately 1,984 tariff lines under a new policy aimed at slashing protection for local industries by 52% over 5 years. According to sources, of these tariff lines, 285 will now undergo further changes, and new duties will be notified by Monday. The Tariff Policy Board on Friday approved the rationalization of regulatory duties on finished goods. This will also reduce the projected revenue losses from the tariff rationalization plan from 200 billion rupees to 174 billion rupees. The original intent was to cut import duties on raw materials and semi-finished goods. However, the government also ended up reducing duties on finished goods, which are locally produced. While there is consensus that industries should not receive undue protection, completely exposing them to Chinese competition was also deemed unwise, given the need to protect jobs. Sources said the government has moved a summary for cabinet approval via circulation. Once notified, the Federal Board of Revenue, FBR, will issue a statutory regulatory order on Monday to revise duty rates. This was a much-needed U-turn, as the previously finalized duty rates had placed local industries on a path to closure, said a member of the steering committee. He added that the government has decided the regulatory duty reduction in the first year will be lower than initially planned. For example, instead of eliminating the regulatory duty on polyester fiber entirely, the product will now be subject to a 2.5% duty. Under the revised policy, the average applied tariff rate will decrease from 20.2% to 9.7% over 5 years, a 52% drop. Initially, the government had planned for the average tariff rate to fall to 15.7% in the first year, cutting the protection wall by 22.3%. This was to be achieved by reducing the average customs duty to 11.2%, additional customs duty to 1.8%, and regulatory duty to 2.7%. Sources said the decision was reversed after some members of the steering committee informed Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif that, contrary to the assumptions of faster export growth, exports might grow slowly, potentially eroding Pakistan's already thin foreign exchange reserves. The original tariff reduction plan was prepared by both foreign and local consultants, who, critics say, lack knowledge of ground realities. The Secretary of Commerce told the National Assembly Standing Committee on Finance that macroeconomic projections, such as higher export growth and slower import increases, were prepared by the World Bank.